I don't even know where the f- going. I don't know where I'm living.
Mm-hmm. If you decide to move abroad, it's like all of a sudden you don't have that anymore.
I had applied for the visa, but I hadn't actually got the approval yet.
I have to pack everything and I literally cried while packing.
And overthinking is fear.
Mm-hmm. I started to question my decision because I was like...
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about overcoming your fear of moving abroad and leaving everything familiar and safe behind. Yeah. It was a journey, let's say that. So if you're thinking of moving abroad and you're scared to do it, this episode is for you. So definitely keep watching. And also don't forget to give us a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel if you haven't done that already, because we post new episodes every Tuesday about moving abroad, moving to Lisbon, life in Lisbon, and yeah, just girl talk.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay, let's get into it.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
First, what were you most afraid of before moving, and did the fear actually come true?
Okay, so the thing I was most afraid of was that I was going to be in an apartment that I hated or a neighborhood that I hated. Mm. Because I did everything from the States. So mm-hmm. I got my apartment and everything, and I was not here to actually like look at the neighborhood, to look at anything. So I was like really afraid. I was like, oh my God, what if I'm like in a dump somewhere mm-hmm. and it's like not safe? So... That was one of the fears I had.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that watch now might think, well, if you don't like it, you can just move.
But it's not that easy.
Yeah. Also, but for you, it was a bit different because you had to have like a
year lease.
Exactly.
So I signed a year lease without ever seeing the apartment or mm-hmm. seeing the neighborhood or anything. So I was like, well, I'm stuck for a year if I'm in like a crappy neighborhood or something.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah,
it's different than, for example, when you would visit like more often, you would stay in Airbnbs.
Yeah.
Then you have like more kind of a view of what the city is like.
Yeah, and also too, like when you're coming in Airbnbs, you're staying in the most touristic area. You're not staying in like the neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's much different, of course.
So like when I actually wanted to come live here, I was like, I don't want to stay in the touristic area, mm-hmm. but I didn't actually go outside to the other areas to even see what they looked like. Mm-hmm. So I literally just had to like research and Google and YouTube and all that stuff to figure out which neighborhood seemed like it would be a good neighborhood.
Yeah, I can imagine. Have you ever considered like doing a trip only to just visit neighborhoods and figure things out? Or
not at that time, because of the time window that I had to do everything, and there was not time for me to come and just it was more feasible and more practical to just pay somebody mm-hmm. to do everything. So that's what I did. What about for you? What were you most afraid of?
I think I had multiple fears. One of them was definitely that I was afraid that I would not find friends here. Because I moved here alone and I did not know anyone basically in Lisbon. And yeah, I just have like very great friends back home and I know them already for a long time. And I was just afraid that I would not find something like that here. Yeah. So that was one of my fears. And the other one was more like I was kind of afraid that I might move too early, in a sense, because I was still really enjoying my life. And also, what was really weird was when I decided to move, I think that was like in January 2024. And then the months after, when I was still in the Netherlands, I had a lot of fun and I started to question my decision, because I was like, I enjoy it so much, but maybe it was because I knew that I was leaving. I enjoyed it even more.
You were more in the present at that time.
Yeah. And also I think the decision of moving, just the decision only, changed me in a way that I just felt stronger and more positive. And so I think I also, during that time, I had like a super different energy than, for example, the year before. So I think that made also that I really enjoyed my time in the Netherlands still. And then I was a bit afraid, what if I move too early and I might regret it? Because I still had fun.
Yeah.
Because I also, one a part of me felt that it was the right time. We also spoke about this on other episodes. But yeah, it was not like I hated it or something. I still had fun. It was, I think I moved at my peak, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Basically, because I still had like the motivation, the energy, the right mindset to do it. Because maybe if I waited, I would not have that and I would feel maybe more down. And
that's true.
Not having the guts to actually do it, you know?
Yeah. The and more you wait, the more like overthinking and more fears come in.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go into the next one.
Yes.
So what helped you take the leap anyway?
I think for me it was doing research, because I wanted to be really sure about, like, if I would move here, that I had like a safe place and in an area that I really liked. And just that feeling of security was really important for me, because I'm a Taurus and I like security and stability. And of course, if you decide to move abroad, it's like all of a sudden you don't have that anymore. So you need to kind of create it for yourself. And a way for me to do it was just doing research and being sure that I was not really like being impulsive or, I don't know. I just wanted to be prepared.
I don't think Tauruses are impulsive.
You don't think?
I don't think.
Oh, no, they're not.
Impulsive. No.
They're not.
Aries are definitely impulsive.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
You guys take your time before you move. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's like some research for months, I think. So that really helped me in the process to feel more secure and to be like, okay, it's going to be fine. And also, just because it's something that I already wanted to do for a long time. So it's like, waiting is also not gonna change anything. And there were multiple reasons for me to do it. So I was like, I should just try. And also, if it doesn't work out, I can come back. That's also a thought that really helped me. Because if you think about it, like now, it's not that big of a deal. It's like you just go, you try it out. If you fail or you don't like it or whatever, you tried.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You're free to go.
You are. You're not like tied or tied down to it.
I mean, if you can move here, you can also move back.
You can. Well, it depends on finances and everything like that. So
yeah, of course. But in theory, let's say.
In theory, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you have money to go here, you have also money to come back, I hope.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Because there are situations where I've seen that people have moved abroad and then maybe they weren't able to like make everything work out the way they want it to financially. And maybe they weren't able to secure a job or something like that. Because I was doing a lot of research too. And people, I saw a lot of people who were actually going back because they weren't able to, different things weren't able to make it work.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, it depends on your situation and also your reason to move. Because if you move for like a job or for a better life, so to say, it's of course different than my situation. Because I moved here not for a job or anything. It's just Well, it feels always superficial to say it's for the weather, because it's not only for the weather. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's played a big part in my decision, because yeah. I'm from the Netherlands. So yeah, I think it makes sense. At least that's... I think Dutch people or people in like cold countries, they can relate a lot. But of course, everybody's reason is different. So
yeah. I would say for me, the biggest thing that... Well, I actually was researching for a good 2 years before I actually made the decision to...
That's long.
I know, especially for an Aries.
Yeah, it's longer than me.
I know. Because I was reached... Because I really wanted to, like, after I came here, I think in 22, on vacation, I was like, oh my God, I'm moving here. But mm-hmm. I didn't move until the end of 24. Mm. So I was, like, researching, figuring out. And also, too, I'm coming to a whole different yeah. country on the other side of the world. There were so many other things that I had to do to prepare. But what really kicked it up a notch that made me immediately like go apply for my visa was with the election coming up.
Ooh.
And yeah. I was like, okay, well, if this person gets in office, it might affect the way Americans will be able to possibly travel or move. They might change some laws. So I was like, let me get in before, so that I'm already in if anything does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that gave an extra push.
That gave me a huge push. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was the right timing, definitely. Yeah.
And I have heard recently, I don't know if it's 100% true, but they have slowed down the amount of Americans they're allowing into Portugal now.
Really?
Yeah, this is what I heard. I'm not 100% true, because one of my sisters wanted to come to Portugal. Mm-hmm. But she said it was an easier path to go to France right now.
Oh.
I know. So I don't know what her situation specifically and what type of path she was trying to come. Mm-hmm. But this is what I heard. Mm. But I don't know. I'm not 100%. But... So yeah. So that tells me right there, I was like, I left at the right time.
Yeah, you did. And also yeah. things change so fast. So if you yeah. see like an opportunity, you need to
yes.
take it.
And I didn't know how long that opportunity was going to be there. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And also like in your situation, because it's such a big step, it's like very logical that you had to do more research. Mm-hmm. So it also really depends on where you're from and where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much research you need to do and your time path yeah. and everything. So.
And also, too, you can research your brain out. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But eventually you do have to take the step. Mm-hmm. You do have to take that action. And that's the most scariest part, because it's like you are literally jumping into the unknown. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what it's going to be like. You're just completely lost in a sense. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you can do it and get through it, oh my gosh, you will see the light at the end of the tunnel, because you're going to be like so proud of yourself, and you're going to mm-hmm. be like, oh my God, I can't believe I really did that.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's Definitely. Go to the next one.
Ooh, how do you tell the difference between fear and intuition?
So, you tell the difference between fear and intuition is your first thought is always the right one. It's always your first thought. And overthinking is fear.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the idea or something comes to you and then you start to question it and overthink, and that's all fear.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition tells you immediately, it's this. And you're like, oh, yeah, but.
Yeah.
It's fear.
It's true. It's your brain trying to keep you safe.
Yes, it is.
And it happens in every sort of situation, mm-hmm. not just with that, but in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about for you?
Yeah, I also knew like deep down that it was the right decision. Like mm-hmm. you said, you just feel it. But normally, like this is also, I think, a Taurus trait. I tend to kind of rationalize. Is that a word?
Rationalize
my feelings. Yeah. So it's like I'm kind of like questioning the feeling. Because I tend to have like logical overfeeling, let's say that. Oh. That's how my brain works.
Okay.
And this is also what helped me through a lot of difficult situations in like a good way. For example, when I had like a breakup, the feeling is like taking you over, right? Mm. And then it was like, no, I need to have my brain and logic taking this over.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
That's like, we'll talk about my Capricorn side is very logical in that sense.
Exactly.
And then I think that's another reason why it took the whole 2 years that was Capricorn part.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that makes a lot of sense. Like, I can relate for sure.
Yeah, so I think that was now with like moving, it was actually the first time that I kind of listened to that feeling.
Oh, I love that.
And not like trying to rationalize it and come up with all these like logical answers and ideas and trying to kind of talk myself out of it, you know, because that's what I'm really good at.
I'm sure a lot of people are, because it's like, it's scary. So you can easily talk yourself out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I did talk myself out of this for years.
Well, yeah, so, you came 9 times.
Yeah, exactly. So I still did it. But I mean, like, this was actually the first time that I not did it.
That's awesome.
And that's why I'm here now, because otherwise it was too scary, you know. But I was like, this time I'm really gonna listen to that feeling. Yeah. Like, finally.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yes. Was there a moment when you thought, what the fuck am I doing? And wanted to give up?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Oh my God. I think I had like multiple like mini breakdowns or bigger breakdowns. But one thing that really stands out for me is when I had to pack all my things, because my situation was a bit weird, because I moved to Portugal in July 2024, but then I still had my old place in the Netherlands, because I moved like within a matter of 2 weeks basically. So I didn't have time to find like someone to rent my apartment, and I just came here with like a suitcase for 6 weeks, and then I went back, and then I finally got like a week or so to pack all my things, and I went with a camper to Portugal to bring all my stuff. But I lived in my old apartment there for 7 years, so when I had to pack all that stuff from like 7 years in less than a week, I was like, what am I doing? Because it was so overwhelming. And also I had that deadline in my mind, because we needed to go with the camper and everything was already settled. But I just really underestimated all the work that I had to do, because it was like, okay, this I'm gonna take, this I'm gonna leave, this I'm gonna throw away. And I don't know.
Yeah.
That really stressed me out.
Oh my God.
Like the whole packing thing.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, can I still go back? You know, can I just. But yeah, of course you can't. But that moment I was like, okay, I just want to leave my apartment there how it is. I don't want here to change anything.
Yeah.
So
it was kind of a little bit of a security blanket by keeping your apartment.
Yeah,
as well.
Because in the beginning I had to keep it, because there was no way to. I mean. Yeah, all my stuff was still there. I had no other option to, just in regards to time. But then it was also like kind of like coming home in your old apartment, right? Because I was here for 6 weeks. So then I went there and I was like, oh, this is also nice. And then I had to pack everything and I literally cried while packing. Because of all the memories and all the things that I bought there. And just it gave me, I don't know.
Yeah.
It belonged there. And
a little
it was
bit of
so
nostalgia.
Weird. Yeah. And then to take it here, it was super weird for me. Like all the way to Portugal.
Yeah.
Oh. So I think for me, the packing moment really stood out. Yeah. Because then it's so real, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, like in regards to the packing, I had already packed like months before I left.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
I was like getting ready. I was like ready to go.
Yeah.
But I think the what the fuck moment for me was like at the airport. Because I was in go mode. I was like, okay, I gotta do this. And there was like a checklist of things that I had to do. And I was just like, go, 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 go. And then when I got to the airport, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Now it's real.
I'm like leaving to a whole other country. I don't even know where the fuck I'm going. I don't don't know where I'm living. Mm-hmm. I don't know what neighborhood I'm like. It's just like, oh shit. And then I had Bella with me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that was an extra. I was actually more concerned about Bella and hoping that she would like be able to assimilate and like be okay here.
Yeah.
Than I was more about myself, actually.
Yeah, but it makes sense. And also because you had so much on your mind, like all the things before moving that you had to arrange, and you're moving with your dog.
I know.
I think that,
and
also
another crazy thing was that I had applied for the visa, but I hadn't actually got the approval yet.
Ah, true.
Yeah. So I was like, like balls to the wall, like, fuck it, I'm going. So I hadn't got the approval yet, but I was like, I had already bought my ticket, and I was like, well, fuck it. And I was like, do I bring all my stuff or not? Because I had already packed it all up. And I was like, well, fuck it, I'm just going to bring it. And I had someone like stay, sublet mm-hmm. my apartment there, so I didn't have to get rid of it just yet. But yeah, I put everything in, and I was just like, so when I first got here, I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm actually going to be able to stay or not. Like, because I was like, okay, I'm either going to be here for like 90 days mm-hmm. and enjoy it while I'm here
with all your stuff,
with all my stuff, or I'm going to stay. And then how long did it take? I think it took like a month before I got the approval, and I was like,
wow.
I was like, yeah.
It's
like,
quite fast, right?
Yes and no. It was just the whole situation. It wasn't fast for me.
Yeah, okay.
I was stressed out the whole time.
Yeah.
But it came, and I was like, oh my God, I can stay. So, yeah. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that adds another, like a whole other level of stress to the whole situation.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that when you arrived at the airport, then it kind of like became true for you. It was like that realization moment.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm just like going on vacation.
Yeah. Taking all your stuff.
I know.
What fear disappeared once you moved, and what fear stayed with you?
Well, the fear that disappeared was moving to the neighborhood and liking my apartment. Mm-hmm. And I like fell in love once I got here with all of it.
It's amazing.
The fear that stays with me is always like being kicked out or something.
Oh, oh my God.
Because like, okay, like I have a visa for 2 years and then you have to renew it. But there's always in the back of your mind, like, are they going to change some rules? Are they going to mm-hmm. make it more difficult or things like that? So that fear stays with me.
Mm.
Always wondering like, am I going to be able to stay?
Yeah, but I think that's very common.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have to renew, like, mm-hmm. the visa and all that.
Yeah.
Because we speak about this also with our friends, and I think it's very common mm-hmm. to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole bureaucracy here with IMA and the immigration...
Yeah, exactly.
...can be a bit confusing
mm-hmm.
at times.
Yeah, it does.
But I feel like the universe wants me here because it's made it so like easy for like everything that I've done. It's just like lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, this is where I'm supposed to be, but it's still always in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah,
but luckily now that we're already here for a while, we have also friends that we could talk about this with.
Mm-hmm.
That really helps.
Yes.
So you don't have to figure it out alone anymore like you used to do before moving.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I think it helps a lot with like these type of situations that we're not so unprepared anymore, let's say. So
we do have people that we can call on and rely on for help.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Exactly. And I'm sure it will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the feeling is just imagine that.
And I just think the whole way that I came without being approved, and then like that whole thing.
Yeah,
I think it's still like that PTSD.
Yes, I can imagine, but you did it anyway.
I know, I'm crazy.
I love it though. That's something a Taurus would probably not do. No. The Taurus would be like, "Oh wait, with booking my ticket until."
That's the Aries in me.
But I love it.
Yeah. What about for you? Like, what fear disappeared once you arrived, and which one stayed?
Yeah, I think for me, the fear of not making friends, or let's say not make like good quality friends, let's call it like that.
Yeah.
In a sense that I had like very close friends, and that was just a feeling that I was not sure if I would find that same feeling with people here.
Yeah.
And I did find that. Of course, it's like different.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're in a new place, and also I don't speak my own language anymore. It's like many things have changed.
Yeah.
But I really have like a super nice friend group here now. Mm-hmm. So that makes me feel very, I don't know.
Makes you feel a little safe in a way.
Yeah, very comfortable. And also today it's actually my birthday. And tonight we're going for sushi with our friends. And
happy birthday, Anna.
Thank you. And I made a reservation for like 7 people. And I was like, wow, that's a lot, you know? Like, I just realized that.
And she thought she wasn't going to make any friends.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, and it's not even.
And
like
you couldn't even invite everybody.
Seriously.
Yeah.
There were like more people.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like kind of divide it because I don't like to go for dinner with a big group because I want everybody to be able to join the conversation. That's really what I like for a dinner. So then I realized, wow, there's even like more people. So I did make actually a lot of friends, and I was not expecting that.
Like good close friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like quality friends.
Yeah. Jinx.
Sorry, I didn't know another word to describe it.
No, it's the same word I said. It was at the same time. Yeah. But that's the right word. Yeah. Quality.
Yeah, like deep friendships, you could also say.
No, but with qualities.
Qualities
better.
Are nice.
Yes.
High quality friends.
Everyone knows
friends.
What that means. Yes.
Yeah, and I think a fear that states, I don't think there's like any left.
Mm.
But maybe like just when it comes to like family and things like that, it's like you see your parents getting older. I think we also spoke about this in another episode. So that sometimes if I think about that, I get really scared, you know, because I try to visit my friends and family like as often as I can, like multiple times a year, maybe twice or whatever. But that's, just in regards to like time and everything, it's like time is flying so fast and I want to spend more time with them. And I also enjoy my life here. So that's, if I'm like in a bad mood or something, I get in that spiral of like, that's a scary thing for me still. Mm-hmm. But that's also a natural thing. It's like, I mean, of course it has to do with me moving here, but if I would be in the Netherlands, I would also be scared for like my parents getting older, you know?
Yeah.
So it's inevitable. So
Well, at least like you're just a 3-hour flight away.
Yeah, what for you it's better? Close.
Oh, is that long for Europeans?
Yeah. I mean, I would cycle to my friends like 5 minutes. My parents were like maximum 1 hour away, like always. Well, not always, because I moved also in the Netherlands. So also at one point I was like 2.5 hours away, which was kind of far for us. But it's a different perspective, obviously. So, I mean, for me it doesn't feel close. I mean, I mean, I can, for me it's just, you can't just ring the door and be like, hey, that's what I'm used to. So
I understand,
but it's not so bad. I mean, it's 3 hours like you say. It's just when I go there with like all the travel and the train and everything, because I live in the north of the Netherlands, it's like basically a day, like 12 hours maybe in total, like everything together. But still, you can do it in a day, which is great. If I leave like now, I can, well, not have dinner with them anymore, it's like kind of late now, but at least I could sleep in my parents' house, you know, let's say that. So it's not too bad, but I mean, we are getting used to, we got used to it now that it is like this. So
What would you say to anyone who's scared to leave everything that feels familiar and safe behind?
Well, I would say do it anyway. Like, obviously. And especially if that feeling is always like coming back, like it was for me, there's gonna be a point where you can't ignore it anymore. And if you have a lot of fears, which is normal, and especially if you're like a Taurus or something and you're not impulsive, you're gonna overthink. It's normal. But like I said in the beginning, also doing research can really help you to kind of calm yourself down and have more control over the situation if that is helping you. So I would definitely suggest that to make you feel more safe, and also give it time.
Yeah.
To build like a new social circle and a new routine and a new life.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to need patience in regards to that. And you need to give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Because you, if you end up doing it, you completely change your entire life. So give yourself grace.
Yeah. And also, there's going to be hard moments. And it's normal. And also, don't beat yourself up if you're not, like, right away super happy, or if there's going to be, like, moments later in the process that you might question it, or you have like you're going through difficult emotions. It will happen at some point, but that doesn't mean that you made the wrong decision.
You're definitely gonna have those moments, some low moments, especially too with homesickness or just not having your normal things that you can go to that you've always maybe gone to for comfort. They're not going to be available. So that could be an adjustment, but you, just because you've done the move and moved abroad, you are going to have some lows and you're going to have a lot of highs, but that's just in life in general, you know?
It's true.
And then people who may be wanting to move abroad to try and run away from something, whatever you're running away is just going to come with you. Figure that out before if you can.
Yeah.
If not, just know you're still going to have to work on it. So I would suggest, just like you said, do lots of research if you can, and trust your intuition. Try not to overthink, and just know if you're overthinking, it's just fear coming up and trying to get you out of doing that, because you're going to be going out of your comfort zone and your body is used to being in comfort. So go with your gut and just do it.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode. And we hope that we shared some insights into what it was like for us being scared and still moving abroad. And continue to watch all of our episodes. We have different episodes on mental health and cost of living and other different examples of what we go through living abroad here in Portugal.
Yes. And if you enjoy our episodes and you want to see more content, we also have a Patreon page where we have bonus episodes, Lisbon vlogs, Q&A's, Lisbon tips, and much more. So if you're interested in that, you can sign up through the link in the description to become part of our Patreon family.
Yes. And support us if you want to support. Yes. So that we can keep doing this.
Exactly.
Because we love it so much.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to end it there. We're going to wish Anna a happy birthday. And we will see you guys in the next one. And this is From Lisbon with Love.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Ciao. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.